This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into the end of the week, you may be rejoicing that your work week is over, or you may be apprehensive about something on the weekend, but either way, the key to your life is your spiritual life, your relationship with God. If you've never come into a living relationship with God, where God is a part of your daily life, you know you can, and that is simply by turning to God and acknowledging you've offended Him in many ways, and those ways that you've offended Him are barriers to your relationship with Him. And you know you've done wrong in your life, but you recognize that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty for all the wrongs in your life, to open a way for you to come into a living relationship with God. Thank God for what He's done for you in Jesus, and ask Him to come into your life and begin to change you from the inside out. God's answer to that prayer is always yes. And when you do that, then you begin a journey in relationship with God, and your relationship with God becomes the number one thing in your life. But as with any relationship, that relationship can cool. There can arise problems in it. You remain a child of God, but there are difficulties in the relationship. And that's why it's so important for you to pay attention to your relationship with God, to the things that obstruct your relationship with Him or the things that enhance it. You want the best relationship with God possible, because God, when He made us, designed us so that life only works properly when we are in a healthy relationship with Him. So I want to give you a few steps today to take if you feel that your spiritual fire has gone a little bit cold and you need to rekindle the fire in your life. You know, in Psalm 107, verse 6, it says, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses." So, number one, I want to suggest to you is that you ask God to reveal to you where your fire has grown cold and why that has happened. Ask God to help you see what's behind your loss of spiritual passion in your life. Secondly, I want to challenge you to acknowledge to God anything that you may have allowed to come into your life that is coming between you and Him, that's dampening your spiritual fire. That you know that this thing in your life, this thing you've been focusing on, it may not be sinful, but it's distracting you from God. Or it may be there's an area of your life that you know is displeasing to God, and yet you've allowed it to grow as a significant part of your life. Bring that out in the open before God and talk to Him about it. Thirdly, get refocused on Jesus. You know what it is that enables you to live the Christian life? It is the life of Jesus Christ in you. Jesus living through you and energizing and empower you to live the way that He designed you to live. So get refocused on Jesus, on your relationship with Him. Number four, spend quality time in the Bible every day. Start your day by opening your Bible and allowing God to reshape the way you think about life. End your day by reading His Word and clearing your mind of the clutter of the issues of your day, and go to sleep peacefully knowing that God is in control of your life. Number five, rely on God's Holy Spirit to guide you back into an intimate relationship with God. He is in your life to help you live the Christian life the way it ought to be lived. And He wants to help you develop a relationship with God. So invite Him to do that. Rely on Him. And finally, love God, praise God, worship and honor God, serve Him, responding to what He then prompts you to do in life. Living close to Him is so worth the effort and discipline that it takes to build any good relationship being applied to your relationship with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.